If you're interested in listening ad-free, go to patreon.com/drnosleep. There you can enjoy my ad-free podcast and never have to listen to ads again. That's patreon.com/drnosleep. Now time for the story.
Dr. No Sleep.
Hey everybody, would you like to get access to an extra bonus episode every Saturday? If so, check out my Patreon page at patreon.com/drnosleep, where I will be posting exclusive bonus episodes every Saturday, only available to my exclusive Dr. No Sleep Patreon supporters. That's patreon.com/drnosleep. For only $5 per month, you will get access to a total of 4 extra bonus episodes every month on my Patreon page. You will also be directly helping support the creation of new horror stories for future Dr. No Sleep episodes. Your support would mean so much to me, since I am a small podcast with very minimal outside funding. Thank you so much for your consideration, and now back to the story. It took me years of wasting time in the infinite vastness of the dark web before I finally found a place that took away any meaning I'd found in life. Just typing that out makes it feel so surreal, horrific, but it's true no matter how much I wish it weren't. Even now, it has only been a couple of days since I got the answer to every question that has plagued me since I was born. Now that I know, I'm more afraid than ever. For anyone to understand my current terrified state, it's important to know that I was never a great believer in the afterlife, nor did I have much faith in mystical entities that existed above our plane of existence. I was a simple man firmly grounded in science, accepting that once I died, that would be the end of it. My body would turn to dust, and my name would eventually be spoken for the last time, and subsequently forgotten. This might not be a happy idea of what happens to us, but I'd learned to live with it. As such, I tried not to live in fear, because we were only given one life, a single chance to make our time here worthwhile. Still, as much as I wished to make the best of my time here on Earth, I wasted an awful lot of time browsing the dark web, a large part of that just to search for any proof of the supernatural. Despite my beliefs, my mind was open, ready to be convinced that we were more than the atoms composing us. Hypocritical? Maybe to some. But I wanted the truth. Over the years, I visited a countless number of ghost hunting sites and forums retelling stories that mostly seemed laughable, if not even completely insane. It was more for entertainment than anything, even if I did desperately hope to someday get real answers. And the answers would come, but not in any way I'd expected them to. In fact, my first meeting with the supernatural came in the form of an innocuous chat room. Its design was simple. Black background with a vague pattern, and an empty chat box in the center. I'd accidentally found it by using the wrong .onion link, but something about the place intrigued me beyond reason. "Hello?" I typed into the box. An automated response immediately popped up. It contained a simple explanation followed by 3 options. "Welcome to Limbo, your connection to the other side of life. Please choose a service." There were 3 services to choose from. Q&A with an entity of your choosing was the first option. 5-minute chat with a lost loved one was listed as number 2. Advice on how to dispose of attached souls was the last option. This is an automated message and will only react to correct responses. I didn't have any lost loved ones to communicate, nor did I fully understand what the third option meant. So I clicked the first one that said, Q&A with an entity of your choosing. An automated response came up. "Thank you. Now please choose from the following list of entities. Number 1, Electo, out of reach. Number 2, Minos, out of reach. Number 3, Tessiphone, out of reach. Number 4, Lucifer, out of reach. Number 5, had 3 question marks and it said, available, next to them. I let out a sigh as I realized it was just another hoax website, or maybe some roleplay server. Still, I decided to join in on the fun, and with only one of the entities available, it was a simple decision. 5, I typed in. "Thank you, please hold. The entity will be with you shortly." I sat back in my chair and awaited what could only be an actor or a poorly designed AI. A minute passed, and then I received my first message from the unknown being. "Hello, can you hear me?" the message read. As I read the message, I could also hear the voice behind it ring within my head. It was a young girl, and she sounded afraid. Though I logically understood that the sound could only come from my own computer speakers, it literally sounded as if coming from inside myself, and it was physically hurting me. I turned off the speakers as a preventative measure and typed in a response. "Yeah, I hear you. What the hell was that sound, though? How did you do that?" "I just wanted to speak to you," she said. Again, the voice rang within my own head. The voice of a terrified little girl trapped in my thoughts. The volume had been turned off, yet I could not avoid the noise and pain accompanied by it. "Stop that," I demanded. "I can't." I would have been captivated by the effect had it not been for the excruciating pain. I reached out to close the browser, but my mouse wouldn't react. I then tried to turn off the computer, but the button wouldn't respond. When that failed, I tried to stand up in order to pull the plug, but no sooner had my body lifted itself up off the chair before intense pain paralyzed my legs. I was essentially trapped in my chair, forced to speak to the strange entity. "What are you doing to me?" I asked.
"I thought you wanted to talk."
The message read as it also spoke inside my head. The voice behind it sounded so hurt, so defeated.
"I can't let you go now,"
it continued. "Who are you?" I asked.
"I am a piece of string thread through the needle that keeps our world bound to yours. I am what allows you to pass to the other side. I am a monument to all your sins."
"What the hell does that mean?" I asked as I started to panic, but the entity didn't respond. "Please, just let me go," I begged.
"Go? Go where, David? You have so many questions, ones you've sought after your whole life, yet you are too afraid to ask."
I tried to relax, but the pain was unrelenting. Still, the girl had a point. If I was trapped there, at least I could get some proper answers.
"What is your world?" I asked. "The only place left that isn't buried in darkness."
"The afterlife?" I asked.
"Yes, David. This is the afterlife," she typed back.
"So that's what happens to us after death? We all go there?"
"Yes."
I thought about what to ask next. As terrified as I was amazed that my lifelong question had finally been answered. In addition, I was granted audience with an entity from the afterlife itself. As hard as it was to believe, the voice inside my head and the pain was proof enough. I needed to keep asking. "What is it like?"
"It's the only place we can survive."
"You? What about us? What happens to us when we get there?"
"You get sent to the void. Your flesh will be stripped from your body, piece by piece, until all that remains is a faint memory of your former self. Your consciousness will be left alone for thousands of years as the elders feed off you. It will be enough until we can take back what is ours."
"What? Is that hell?" I stupidly asked.
"Hell is a human concept, another evil creation stemming from your corrupt nature. Your kind is little more than sustenance. You should have been wiped out, but the elders needed a place to farm your flesh." I was almost left speechless, but I needed to keep asking questions.
"What about God? Is he real?"
"The one you call God is real. He created you, and he is in charge of this place. The one all-powerful being you all praise is the one who put this plan into action."
Despite the horrific nature of what she was saying, the girl maintained her childlike innocence. Not even the terrible truth sounded malicious in nature, but rather disappointed. "You're telling me that we're nothing more than food?"
"In simple terms, yes."
"And the meaning of life?" I asked.
"There is none," she replied.
"What kind of horrible being would create us just for suffering? Why would a so-called God do this?" I asked in disbelief.
The girl sighed, taking a break from the thereby almost instant responses. "He never wanted this for you, but once you were put on Earth and he saw the abomination that he had created, he left that realm never to return. What was left behind was his worst creation, humanity itself, and without anyone to control you. A horrific world filled with death, destruction, and hatred was formed. Throughout your hatred, you gave the rest of us power. You created me, and I bound our realms together. From there, we harvested the only part of you that matters. The one thing you all have, but which none of you deserve."
"What thing?" I asked.
"Your souls," she replied.
By then, my palms were drenched in sweat. Each click of a key felt sticky.
My body was panicking, but there was no escape. I was still in too much pain to leave the chair. Please, there has to be a way to avoid that. No, this is your destiny. I'm sorry, David, but your kind brought this upon yourself. Before I could type in another question, an automated message popped up. That concludes your time with the entity. We hope you found what you were looking for. I tried all I could to return to the girl, but I was never allowed to join another chat with her. Apparently, each person only gets a single chance at using their service, but I wish I never had. What awaits us after death is an eternity of suffering as they feed off us. We are pigs to the slaughter, and now that I know the truth, I don't ever want to die.
Thanks for listening. If you're tuning in on Apple Podcasts, please take a second and leave a rating. Also, don't forget to check out my animated horror stories on YouTube. Just search Dr. No Sleep in the search bar to find my channel.